Hello, I will be interviewing Mr. Randolph. Mr. Randolph, do you wish you could have your sight back?
Yes, I do. I think I wish I could see what the kids were doing now and just read my books that I have, because it kind of just went to waste after a few years.
Yes, I wish you would have your sight too. When did you lose your sight?
I think I lost it. It's just so long ago. Probably when I was about, like, 50 or so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it must be hard moving around and stuff.
Yeah. But it's good to have Gilly and W.E. to guide me.
Yes. Have you read all the books you own? Or did they just kind
of... No, I've read them. Just, I wish I could still be able to read.
How did you lose your eyesight?
Well, I think it was just time, because I didn't do anything that made me lost. I think it was just over time. It just got old, and
yeah.
I never had glasses, and I needed them, but my parents couldn't afford them, so I think that's what happened.
So it was, like, just a naturally bad eyesight? And then
yeah,
just kinda...
I believe so.
Yes. So how did your wife die?
Well, just of age, over time, you know, people get old and
yeah,
kind of wear down.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it's okay. I miss her, though.
Were you happy when Miss Trotter adopted Gilly?
Yeah, well, you know, fostered, but I was happy. It was nice to have a new kid around, just so W.E. could have a friend.
Yeah, I think he deserves a friend. I've heard a lot about him.
Yeah, I think he's, like, lonely. I know Trotter's a big help for him, but I don't know that she's, like, enough.
Yeah. How long have you been around, Trotter?
Probably about 10 years or so.
Yeah?
I think I was here before she was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, how did you meet her, Trotter, Miss Trotter?
Well, normally... When she moved here, she went over to me, like, and welcomed me. Welcomed herself, and she, like, introduced herself to me. And, you know, just showed me who she was. And she said, if you ever need anything, just call me. And then, like, go to dinner or something.
That's nice to have someone like that.
Definitely nice.
Yes. Did she always have W.E. when she moved?
No. She got him about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was a nice thing to come in. We haven't heard a lot about W.E. Do you know if he was, like, abused when he was little?
I believe so. I'm not 1,000% sure, but I think he was hurt and probably lonely.
Yeah. What did you think about when Gilly's grandma came and picked her up? How did you feel?
I was happy for Gilly to be with her grandma, but overall, I miss her because she was so nice to have around.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of nice things about her, but it was a tough when she first started moving.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know how much money Gilly did steal from you or take from you?
I think it was $40. Sometimes it's different, like, than the book, than the movie, but, you know, I can't really see. And she just handed over the cash, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah. How did you feel when you found out that she took your money?
I'm going to be honest. I kind of knew it was coming. Because, like, when she's had foster kids before, kids have stolen money.
Yes.
It's just kind of what foster kids do.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I've heard of a lot of things where kids take money from their parents.
Just to leave, to go to their real parents. And
yeah. It's hard, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you ever go through the foster system, or did you stay with your original?
No, I was always with my parents, but sadly they died when I was, well, my dad died when I was, like, 11, so.
Oh, that's.
But my mom was still there, so that was nice.
Yes. Do you have any relatives or siblings that lived with you?
I have my son, which is my relative, of course, but. Yeah, not really anymore. They're kind of all worn off.
Yeah, no brothers or sisters?
Like, no. But I guess it's kind of nice being alone. I feel like, you never have to fight with anyone.
Yeah.
There's no arguments or anything, but you are kind of lonely sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to have Trotter. And how long have you been having dinner?
Since the second week, and yeah. Well, thank you so much for the interview.
Yes, well, that's a wrap. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, I'm currently interviewing Courtney, or Gilly's mom. Courtney?
Yes?
Were you happy when Gilly's grandma called you to come?
I wasn't very thrilled with it. I wanted to sort of stay away from Gilly. I mean, she's been through a lot lately, and I'm going through a lot, too. I'm trying to find a nice job, and when she called, it was like an inconvenience, and I didn't really want to go, but then my mom, as you guys know, gave me an offer.
Yeah, with cash and stuff. Yes. So how much was it?
It was like $200 to come for two nights.
That's pretty good. On your behalf, I probably wouldn't have took the offer, but do you ever regret putting Gilly for like adoption or putting her in foster homes?
You know, sometimes I do think about my daughter Gilly and why I put her in the foster homes and if I do want her to come back, but she's been with the good families I've heard, but this new family I really didn't know about it, and I didn't think that seemed pretty good for her to live in.
Yeah,
the card she sent me wasn't very...
with the conditions and everything.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Do you think Gilly was really mad when you came and she found out that you got paid to come?
Yes, I think she was. I felt bad when I put that pressure on her for her, like, knowing that her mom really didn't want to come and see her. It's just, we all have our own things in life, and it wasn't a good time then, but... yeah, if I could redo it, I maybe think I would.
Do you think how she acts is just because she got put in a foster home? Or do you think it was just how she was born like that, how she acts?
I think it's been a rough life for her. She's been in and out of foster homes, and she's had people she's liked before, but...
yeah.
You know?
Abandoned.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for her. I mean, I admit, like, I don't think they should have taken her out of the foster home that she was in. But I guess it was kind of on Gilly because she did lie to you and her grandma.
And she did need to be with her family because that card she sent me wasn't very nice. But I don't know what could have happened on my behalf. I mean,
how do you think Gilly acted at school? Because I know you don't know a lot about it, so I'm just saying.
I'm not really sure. I really didn't. I really wasn't that close with her. I just got, like, maybe one or two cards from her.
Yep.
But I know she was pretty, she could be pretty rough sometimes, so it could go either way.
Yeah.
She could be a great kid in school. She could be not so well.
Mm-hmm. The foster director, found out that Gilly ran away and he decided to, you know, take away Gilly from Miss Trotter.
Yeah.
And also from the letter of her grandma, of your mom coming. And I think that they shouldn't have done that, but I mean, I kind of think it was on Gilly, you know?
Yes, for sending out the letter and then running away so it would make the Trotter family's home scene unstable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But I feel like your mom was very happy to see her
again. Yes. I've heard they do a lot of horse racing from what I've heard.
Yeah. Kentucky Derby's coming up, huh?
Yeah. I think they could do pretty well on that, but I really don't stay in touch with them anymore. I just let them live their life.
Why didn't you tell your mom about Gilly when you had her?
Well, I thought she would be ashamed of me and, like,
because
I was a pretty young, so that's another reason why I put her in the system, because I couldn't handle taking care of her, and me and my mom were not close at all. We got in fights a lot.
So how do you think you guys just drifted apart, you and your mom?
I mean, ever since we were I was a teenager, we haven't got along a lot, and like, we just were never very close, I guess.
Did you know that your dad died?
No, for a little while I didn't know, but then I found out and I was shocked, and that made me angry.
Yeah, I feel like that would. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for letting us interview.
Yes, you're welcome.
No problem. Thank you. Hi, I'm currently interviewing Courtney, or Gilly's mom. Courtney?
Yes?
Were you happy when Gilly's grandma called you to come?
I wasn't very thrilled with it. I wanted to sort of stay away from Gilly. I mean, she's been through a lot lately, and I'm going through a lot, too. I'm trying to find a nice job, and when she called, it was like an inconvenience, and I didn't really want to go, but then my mom, as you guys know, gave me an offer.
Yeah, with cash and stuff. Yes. So how much was it?
It was like $200 to come for two nights.
That's pretty good. On your behalf, I probably wouldn't have checked the offer. But do you ever regret putting Gilly for like adoption or putting her in foster homes?
You know, sometimes I do think about my daughter, Gilly, and why I put her in the foster homes and if I do want her to come back. But she's been with the good families, I've heard, but this new family, I really didn't know about it. And I didn't think that seemed pretty good for her to live in.
Yeah,
the card she sent me wasn't very...
with the conditions and everything.
Yeah.
Huh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Do you think Gilly was really mad when you came and she found out that you got paid to come?
Yes, I think she was. I felt bad when I put that pressure on her for her, like, knowing that her mom really didn't want to come and see her. It's just, we all have our own things in life, and it wasn't a good time then, but, yeah, if I could redo it, I maybe think I would.
Do you think how she acts is just because she got put in a foster home, or do you think it was just how she was born like that, how she acts?
I think it's been a rough life for her. She's been in and out of foster homes, and she's had people she's liked before, but, you know.
Abandoned.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for her. I mean, I admit, like, I don't think they should have taken her out of the foster home that she was in, but I guess it was kind of on Gilly because she did lie to you and her grandma.
And she did need to be with her family because that card she sent me wasn't very nice, but I don't know what could have happened on my behalf. I mean,
how do you think Gilly acted at school? Because I know you don't know a lot about it, so I'm just saying.
I'm not really sure. I really didn't. I really wasn't that close with her. I just got, like, maybe one or two cards from her.
Yep.
But I know she was pretty, she could be pretty rough sometimes, so it could go either way.
Yeah.
She could be a great kid in school. She could be not so well.
Mm-hmm. The foster director found out that Gilly ran away, and he decided to, you know, take away Gilly from Miss Trotter.
Yeah.
And also from the letter of her grandma, of your mom coming. And I think that they shouldn't have done that, but I mean, I kind of think it was on Gilly, you know?
Yes, for sending out the letter and then running away so it would make the Trotter family's home scene unstable.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But I feel like your mom was very happy to see her again.
Yes, I've heard they do a lot of horse racing from what I've heard.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby's coming up, huh?
Yeah, I think they could do pretty well on that, but I really don't stay in touch with them anymore. I just let them live their life.
Why didn't you tell your mom about Gilly when you had her?
Well, I thought she would be ashamed of me. And, like, because I was a pretty young. So that's another reason why I put her in the system, because I couldn't handle taking care of her. And me and my mom were not close at all. We got in fights a lot.
So how do you think you guys just drifted apart, you and your mom?
I mean, ever since we were I was a teenager, we haven't got along a lot. And, like, we just were never very close, I guess.
Did you know that your dad died?
No, for a little while I didn't know, but then I found out and I was shocked, and that made me angry.
Yeah, I feel like that would. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for letting us interview you.
Yes, you're welcome.
No problem. Thank you.